Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Western Power crews are working around the clock to restore electricity to more than 15,000 homes and businesses across Perth. Wild weather overnight has damaged the network, with trees down across the metro area. Bickley has copped the worst of the weather, with more than 45 millimetres filling the gauge since 9 a.m. yesterday, while wind gusts reached 117 kilometres an hour just after 2 o'clock this morning. Overseas, US President Joe Biden has confirmed the leader of Al-Qaeda has been killed in a drone strike in Afghanistan. Ayman al-Zawahiri took over from Osama bin Laden following his death in 2011.
Justice has been delivered, and this terrorist leader is no more. People around the world no longer need to fear the vicious and determined killer.
Back home, mortgage holders are bracing for another interest rate rise. Economists are tipping the Reserve Bank will increase rates by half a percentage point, taking the official cash rate to 1.85. Sally Tindall from Rate City says it will have an impact on thousands of Australians.
Someone with a $500,000 mortgage could see their monthly repayments rise by $140. But of course, we've already had three rate hikes in the three previous months.
And Homicide Squad detectives have charged a 28-year-old woman with manslaughter following the death of a man in Perth's north. The 34-year-old was found at a home in Elkhamos on Saturday. The woman is set to appear in court today. In sport, Josh Kennedy has called time on his career, with Sunday's home game against the Crows set to be his last. The Eagles Premiership player is the club's leading goal kicker with 704 from 270 games. And another golden night for the Aussies at the Commonwealth Games. Emma McKeon has won her 12th gold medal, taking out the 50-metre butterfly final. Kyle Chalmers, Kaylee McKeon, Matt Levy and the men's 4x200-metre relay team also picked up gold. Australia also won gold in lawn bowls, gymnastics and judo.
Listener.